Okay, so I know we have all, my name is Monica Victorino with Wells Fargo, and I'm joined here with Kristen Howji, and we're going to give you some really good information. But before we get into this information, and we're almost done wrapping up with this portion of the session, before we go into our breakout session, I want you all to stand. Just stand a little bit, shake out your legs. We've been sitting for a few hours, yes. How many of you guys need just a little wake up in the legs? Yeah. Shake out your legs a little bit, right? Shake out your arms. Want you to stretch, get some of that blood flowing down to your legs. Good, good, good.
Sports and rec, yeah.
Uh-huh, exactly. That's the other part of my life. I'm into health and wellness. So as we talk about resumes and interviewing and all that good stuff, I want to keep you healthy while you're on the job. So too much sitting isn't that good for you. So now you may be seated. All right, thank you. Good. So I know this is being recorded, so I'm going to make sure that I hit on a lot of key things for today and keep this very brief. So once again, my name is Monica Victorino. I am with the Consumer Lending and Payment Virtual Innovation Solutions team. And part of my role, as Kate said, is to really advocate for diverse talent within our organization. So I don't specifically do a lot of actual recruiting, but I partner very closely with our recruiters. I'm actually joined here today with one of my partners, Kristen Howji, who you will hear from momentarily, but she is our actual local recruiter who I'm happy to have here with us today that is going to provide you with some really good nuggets. Now, only nuggets here, because our goal is to get you to come and attend our breakout session, because she is going to share some additional information and give you insight on our Wells Fargo recruiting process, okay? Now, before I get started and share with you a few nuggets, by show of hands, and you may have already answered this already, how many of you are actively seeking job opportunities? Nice. Okay, great. Now, how many of you are interested in opportunities with Wells Fargo? Show of hands. Woohoo! Yes. Well, this is exciting news. Absolutely. I'm really, really excited. Well, whether you are interested in opportunities with Wells Fargo or not, our goal during our session is to actually, we're going to cover how to write an effective resume that will garner the attention of actually a human, i.e. recruiter, that will help you move through the process. Okay. Does that sound exciting? So there are several companies that use a software known as ATS or SEO to assist with screening resumes. Now, the applicant tracking system and search engine optimization includes not only counting matches of relevant words, but it focuses on resume contextualization. And you may be wondering, well, Monica, what does all that mean? Well, here's what that means. In other words, the ATS, these software systems, now makes the distinction between someone who took a single Java class 8 years ago and someone who has been programming for years. Are you all following me? Okay. So whether a company is using this software or not, right, the most important thing is that you have an effective resume, and that is something we want to show you. We actually have brought examples with us today to kind of walk through a resume before and a resume after. See, it's one thing to tell you all these different things, and then it's another thing to really give you descriptive wording on what that resume should actually entail, okay? Now, another key point that I like to point out is that we are, I want you to think about this for a moment. Think about these statistics, and then you'll understand why a well-crafted resume is so important. The average job requisition may generate 100-plus applicants, right? And the reader may spend 30 to 60 seconds, and that's right, seconds, her resume. So it is so important that you are able to connect the dots to that reader. Why? Because the goal is to help them understand that you have what it takes to perform the job. That is what's most important. Here's a couple other important tips here. It is important, and I believe from Oracle said this, or Shannon might have said this. Some of this information may have been repeated already, but how many of you know that repetition is the mother of all learning? So the more we hear it, the more it just sinks in. But it is important to utilize common terminology found in the job posting. That's going to be key. Once again, when you come to our session, we're actually going to tell you about that and how that works. Also, to frame your accomplishments in their terms, okay? And we also suggest not using weak phrases such as responsible for or help supported. Instead, we encourage you to use action verbs such as supported, administered, implemented. These are action verbs, and we actually have a list of them by category. So for example, if you're looking to use words in categories like leadership and management, or you need an action verb for communication or technical or financial, we actually have a list that we will review, guess where? In the breakout session, right? That we will be able to share it with you all, okay? So I'm gonna pause there for a moment because I do want to recognize some of my team members that's joined with me here today. And you're gonna hear from Kristen shortly, but we also have one of our diverse segment leaders and program manager, Tina Smith. Tina Smith, say hello. She's over here to the right. She will be in our session, absolutely incredible, extremely knowledgeable of our company, a wealth of information, full of wisdom, and she will also give some insight as well. We also have Justin Hull. Justin, can I have you say something? Justin says hello. Now, what's unique about Justin, which I'm really excited about, we had the opportunity of meeting Justin here at the conference last year. Justin took advantage of all the opportunities. He was literally sitting where you're sitting today. He attended the job fair, and he truly left a lasting impression upon us. So fast forwarding, Justin is now here in this room as a Wells Fargo team member, which we are extremely excited about. Yes, give him a round of applause. So we truly walked the talk at Wells Fargo. And so we're excited. You will hear from Justin. He will share his story, guess where? In the breakout session. You guys are getting this. You guys are getting this. So you want to also come. We have some other team members, I believe, that may be in the room. I don't know if Vinay, are you in the room? He may not. We also have David Chan. David?
David.
David's here. Woohoo! David's in our system engineering technology out of San Francisco. David is also a strong champion of our diverse abilities team member network. So he will be at our session. He will also be at the career fair. So you want to get to know us as team members. We have Lori Merriman and Monica Reha. They will also be at the career fair as well. So we truly brought out the big guns this year. So we really want to meet you. We want to get to know you. We want to connect with you. We want to interact with you. Now, I do want to say this one point because I know we're being recorded, right? Right, Dick? And there are people that were not able to attend the conference. But for those that are listening, I strongly encourage you. It's nothing like making that face-to-face, heart-to-heart connection with those employers. If you have the opportunity to attend this conference, which happens once a year, is that correct, Dick? To be present, because had I not been here and Justin not been here, I don't know how that could have possibly turned out. But he was able to attend, and we made that connection and was able to make that lasting impression. Now, here is one thing that Justin did, because he did the work, but after he went back and applied for opportunities, he reached out to me. He literally listened and took those instructions and said, Monica, I've applied to this job, this job, this job. And I was more than happy to advocate on his behalf. I was more than happy to reach out to those recruiters to say, Justin, apply to these opportunities. So you got to come out and hear his story. And last but not least, before I turn it over to my team member, Kristen, I want to, and I want us all, to just put our hands together for Dick and Kate. Give them a round of applause. Come on, come on. How many of you guys would agree that this is valuable information, right? That it is so important, and we really appreciate and thank you both for allowing us as employers to come back and share and give out, educate, and inform all the participating attendees on great and valuable information. So really want to say thank you to Kate. Kate has been instrumental in helping us with providing some collateral. Dick is such an amazing partner. We've talked several times, email. He's even taking my call on a Saturday. He is dedicated and committed. So please soak in all the information that every employer that has gone before us have said, and really and do the work. So without further ado, I'm going to turn it over to Kristen.
Good afternoon. This is Kristen Hauge, and I so appreciate being here as well. I am a recruiter with Wells Fargo in our consumer lending area, and I support our mortgage sales team out in the field. That would include mortgage consultants. I hire for mortgage consultant juniors, branch managers, sales managers, and our operations team in the mortgage division. I have been with Wells Fargo for 5 years, and I just have had a rewarding experience. And as Monica mentioned, the statistics on the number of resumes that get sent in per job, it is truly amazing how many people apply. And, you know, I wish I had more time to review every single resume in its entirety. But the truth is, with the volume that we have, that each requisition has 100 plus applications, and I manage about 35 to 50 requisitions. So that's a lot of resumes to review. And so what we want to share with you in the breakout session, I will give some snippets a little bit, but we want to share a little bit more with you. There's not a lot of time to spend on each of those resumes. So some of the tips that I would give is every posting and every requisition that we have for a position we're trying to fill, we will list out required qualifications that are absolutely essential for the position. And then we also list out desired qualifications. Your job is to make a first impression on the recruiter through your resume. And my job is to review those resumes and compare the information that you have included in your resume to the job I'm trying to fill. So you have to show how you meet those qualifications. I first look at if you meet the required qualifications. So for an example, in some of the roles that I fill, home mortgage consultant, which would be your typical mortgage loan officer, the required qualifications to be a mortgage consultant is to have 1+ years of sales experience, either in financial services or outside sales. So that's the first thing I'm going to look for, is if you even have sales experience. Secondly, I'm going to look for some of the desired qualifications, which would include mortgage experience, that's a desired, a bachelor's degree, solid communication skills, on and on, problem solving. Some roles are very competitive, so 100 and 200 candidates coming through, what you really want to do is display how you meet those qualifications right up front. I'm going to glimpse through the entire resume, but if you have those nicely bulleted up front, that's definitely to your advantage. Again, the goal of the resume is to make a first impression to the recruiter and show how you meet those qualifications. We were going to share some more tips about how to make your resume easy to read, make it clean and crisp, and adapted to the role. One suggestion I would give, and although it takes a little bit more time, if you're applying to several positions, it may take a little bit more time, but you're going to want to adapt your resume to the role, the specific role that you're applying to. Each position has its own aspects to it. You really want to sell yourself, so the main goal is to get invited to an HR phone interview and then ultimately an interview with that hiring manager. So really, I know it's been said before this afternoon, you want to understand the company that you're applying to, you want to understand the industry that it's in, and then most importantly, the position that you're applying to. Again, at the workshop, we will also talk about some effective interviewing skills and techniques. We're going to talk about skills and competencies every recruiter is looking for. We're going to show you how to come up with 3 to 5 selling points about yourself and what to actually express to the recruiter as why you should be the person that should be hired for the position. We're also going to go through some examples and stories and how to quantify your results, how to quantify your experience. We're going to go through some situation, behavior, outcome type questions. I know you've all heard of those. Tell me about a time when you had to use your problem solving skills or your leadership skills. We're going to show you how to be prepared for those type of questions in the interview. So with that, we look forward to having you come to our breakout session and networking further with you. And thank you so much.
And before I pass this on to Bobby, I think Bobby's next, right, Kate?
Pardon?
Bobby's next.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Before I pass this over to Bobby, I want to say one thing. Kristen will not be at the career fair tomorrow. So it is important if those that are interested in learning about additional opportunities as well as resumes and interview preparation to make sure you attend our workshop. She is only here for the day and you want to maximize her time as best as possible. I also want to say, I forgot to mention this, Dick, is that we have prepared our entire presentation and have made it available. Thanks to Dick, it is uploaded onto the server, so you all will have access to that interview presentation.